Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young.
And I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Let's get to the latest from Capitol Hill, where negotiations continue with just 2 days left to keep the U.S. from defaulting on its debt.
House Republicans were expected to present their own plan this morning that would end the government shutdown and avoid that default. But the House plan fell apart during closed-door meetings. House Speaker Boehner revealed few details this morning when he told reporters, quote, "There have been no decisions about exactly what we will do." So what's going to happen next? NPR's congressional correspondent Tamara Keith joins us now. And Tamara, what happened to that House proposal people were expecting this morning?
They went in and the leadership revealed the plan, laid out the plan, and it seems there just wasn't enough support from rank and file members, or at least they didn't support it in the form that was presented. A House leadership aide, GOP aide, says that some members suggested specific changes on a handful of issues, and so now they are considering those specific changes. But what it comes down to is there weren't 217 Republican votes for that plan in that form. So back to the drawing board.
Okay, back to the drawing board. Now, that plan was supposed to be an alternative to a plan coming out of the Senate. What can you tell us briefly about the Senate's proposal?
The Senate proposal would, in some ways, to use a tired phrase, kick the can down the road until early next year, raising the debt limit and also reopening the government. And it would start a process of negotiations on broader budget issues, setting a deadline of December 13th or 15th, somewhere around there, to hopefully resolve these larger budget issues and move on. It also would have included a provision, though it's unclear whether that's still in there, to change the Affordable Health Care Act in a way that actually unions had been advocating. It's not clear whether that's still in it or not, but those conversations are continuing on the Senate side.
Okay, so now the question which we seem to be asking every day is what's next? We've got a little tape from House Speaker John Boehner just this morning.
I have made clear for months and months that the idea of default is wrong, and we shouldn't get anywhere close to it.
Well, we are getting close because that would be on Thursday, right?
Yeah, we are remarkably close. That's the date at which the Treasury says it will run out of extraordinary measures and will basically be stuck with the cash on hand, which would be about $30 billion. Some days that's enough to pay the bills. A lot of days it's not enough to pay the bills. So we would be teetering very close to default. It's not a game you really want to play.
NPR congressional correspondent Tamara Keith. Tamara, thanks so much.
You're welcome.